But last week, I went to a very special gig at the Ship Inn in Blacksall. It was a one-off performance by the Society of Strange and Ancient Instruments, a group put together of musicians with talents for historical instruments like the gittern, the theobow and the dulcimer. They've been in residency for Oldborough Music at Snape, putting together a new piece which explores the story of William Kemp, one of Shakespeare's finest actors, who set off in 1600, dancing his way from London to Norwich in 9 days, entertaining an adoring public en route. I spoke to Claire Salaman, who plays the hurdy-gurdy, Nicol Harper, viol and violin, and Steve Player, who's described as a Renaissance Fred Astaire, about the process of creating 9 Days Wonder.
The first Monday in Lent, somewhat before 7 in the morning, the close morning promising a clear day, attended on by Thomas Sly, my taborer, William B, my servant, and George Spratt, attended for my overseer, that I should take no other ease but my prescribed order. Myself, that is I, otherwise known as Cavaliero Kemp, headmaster of Morris Dancers. The taborer strikes a larum. Tickle it, good Tom, I'll follow thee. Farewell, bow.
I'm Claire Salaman and I'm the director of the Society of Strange and Ancient Instruments.
Hello, my name's Steve Player and I am a man who's been interested for a long time in dancing, and especially the dances from the 1600s and the 1700s, which mainly was danced by men.
So, I mean, first up, how are you enjoying your time in Suffolk?
Oh, we're having an amazing time. We're just spending each day exploring this fascinating piece called 9 Days Wonder, which is just about this amazing journey from London to Norwich, and playing lots of music, dancing, singing, and going to the pub in the evenings.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. I mean, you're very well blessed in Suffolk with some very fine pubs, as well as having, of course, the Snape Maltings, which is a wonderful place to be. I mean, it's just well looked after. The staff are fantastic. We've got a huge space to ourselves. The sun comes through the windows. The marshes are whistling in the background. And then after we've done all this sweaty work of dancing and jumping around and playing, we go off to the pub, have local sausages, which is a real blessing, and some very good Suffolk ale.
Fine, that's for ladies, cheap choice, brave and new. Good penny words, but money cannot prove. I eat the fair, but for the fair to you, the beggar may be liberal of love.
The Society was formed about 3 years ago, and this is our second major project, so the lineup for this project is picked specially for it, and it's some of us have worked a lot together in the past, like Steve and I, and some are just meeting for the first time. So we've got 5 multi-instrumentalists and a dancer and multi-instrumentalist in the form of Steve Player.
I mean, the thing about this project is that the intention is, well, because Kemp, this famous Shakespearean clown who was a dancer, and his comedy was based upon dancing. But of course, in the 16th century, it was not uncommon for people to do more than one thing, and as a clown, he could play many instruments, he could dance, he could write as well, he was an actor. And so the intention is to try to get as much of that variety into the modern performer, because many concerts you go to, you see people playing, and you see someone singing, and you see someone maybe dancing, if you're lucky, but everyone has a role to play. And the idea really is to try to break that up a bit and say, well, can you do this? Well, you can do a bit of it, but don't be ashamed to try. And let's get everyone to do everything and put them a bit, make them a bit uncomfortable, but they find another strength doing it. And I think it's indicative of the 21st century that this is becoming a kind of popular thing to do now, to say, I'm not a master of one trade. I'm actually a jack of all trades, master of most of them. And I think this more sort of liberal look at what people's skills and talents is beneficial for anyone can find that they can do something. They shouldn't feel, I can't sing, I can't dance, I can't play. We all put ourselves in a position saying, well, I've got to learn, and it's great fun to do it. And once you overcome these barriers of, oh no, I can't, and you get on with it, you find all kinds of rewards out of doing it. And bonding, I mean, the great thing is that people bond together when they're doing these things. It becomes a social activity, and it becomes a kind of knitting together, and friendships and all kinds of relationships on stage that then make the whole thing lively to an audience. So it's not just sitting in an auditorium watching a bunch of people play some music and then going home. These people are actually improvising. I mean, we do improvise as we go along, and we have basic tunes, but we improvise a lot of the stuff. And the dancing is improvised, and some of the speech is improvised, and so there's a sense of
But that's the beauty of the residency, really, is spending this time together so that you can find out what each other do and build these relationships, as Steve say, so that all that stuff is possible within the band and then it becomes possible with the audience.
And Ulbra Music's role in facilitating that, I mean, that's a very precious opportunity for performers.
It's an unbelievable opportunity. It's incredibly rare that you, as a, well, certainly as a musician, that you get 6 or 7 days just to work together and to live together and to be able to really develop work to a much deeper level than you would normally. You know, normally we just have a kind of 3-hour rehearsal, maybe 6 hours if you're lucky, and then you do the gig and you go away. But in this way, we've been here for 6 days, or we will have been here for 6 days, and then we can take the gig around. So we'll start in Alderborough at Easter and then round the country.
That's Claire Salaman and Stephen Player from the Society of Strange and Ancient Instruments. And their 9 Days Wonder is on at St Maltings Concert Hall over Easter. You can check out the Ulbra Music website for details of that. Or to find out more about the group, go to strangeandancientinstruments.com.